Pasuk Vav. It says, "Vehemin b'Hashem v'yachshuvei lo yizdok." So Avraham Avinu was taken outside by Yotzei Sachutza, and he was given a Pesuda Sazera. Banshon told him, "Koyi Azarecha." Vehemin b'Hashem v'yachshuvei lo yizdok. It was considered a schus that he was hemin in the Pesuda Sazera. And the pasuk says, two psukim later, the Rabban Shalom, the next pasuk says, "Ani Hashem Hashem Shetzicha Meur Kazdim Losses Lecha Esaretz Hazoyz Lerishka." So now we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. And then Avram said, "Vayoymar Hashem Elokim Bamoeda Ki Yirasha." Avram questioned, "Bamoeda, how do I know that the Pesudas Eretz Yisrael will in fact take place?" So this is the way Rashi in his first chat understands this interchange. That means that for some reason the Pesudas Hazera, Koyi Zaracha, he was hemming in, and that was for him a schus by Achshuel Yitzhaka. On the other hand, once he told him that I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, on that he questioned Bamo Eda Ki Roshana. He needed an ice. He needed some sort of a guarantee that that's going to happen. That's Rashi. Shat over here. So Rashi, we haven't Hashem. Loi Shoa Loi Ois Al Zois. On Zera, we didn't ask him for an ice. Avol Yerusha Sa'odet Shoa Loi Ois Va'amal Loi Bamo Eda. He was a maimon, at least that much in the Pesudas Hazera. So that the Torah indicates right away that stood in Avram's stead. That was a schus gadol. That Avram was not asking him for an ois on Eretz Yisrael, presumably because Maishno the Pesudas Hazera from the Pesudas Eretz Yisrael. If Vayachshuvei Vehemin Bashem on the Pesudas Hazera, just in general principle, it needs a pshat that Avram would need a guarantee, that he would need a guarantee on anything, but especially in light of the fact that it was Vehemin Bashem on the Pesudas Hazera, Vayachshuvei Lo Yitzdaka, so Mechteisa all of a sudden, Bamoedaki Roshano, what's so difficult to believe about that? So Zotirashi Dovaache Bamoeda Loishaloy Oisalzos. He didn't ask him, that wasn't the question. Bamoeda. Bamoeda was not, give me a guarantee that it's going to happen. Elohom Elofonov. Avraham Avinu told the Rabbisat Rabban Shalom, Haydi'eini Be'ezes Chus Yiskaimuba. Bamoeda Ki Roshana means that you're guaranteeing it to give it to Klal Yisrael. That I understand. But how do I know that Klal Yisrael is going to be worthy of being the Lo'olam Ba'ifen Nitzchi, that Klal Yisrael will be worthy of staying in Eretz Yisrael and of being worthy to the schus of having Eretz Yisrael? How do I know that? So what you see over here, that in other words, in the first chat, the ois was not, give me an ois that maybe Klal Yisrael is not going to be worthy at some point. Give me an ois that you're saying you're going to do it, but how do I know? How do I know? Again, on general principle, is the first shot that needs to be understood. You see from the second shot that the first shot was not the Ezes Chus Yiskaimuba. First shot is learning if he asks for an ois, not the Ezes Chus. He asks for an ois, you're saying you're going to give them Eretz Yisrael, not how do I know they're going to be able to remain in Eretz Yisrael. That they're going to do mitzvahs and ma'isim toivim, that they're going to be worthy of staying in Eretz Yisrael. But how do I know? You say you're going to give it. How do I know? Maybe means Yigurim Hachet, maybe it's the pshat, maybe Klal Yisrael will do Averis between now and then, and Mimela won't get it. So whatever the pshat is. But the tzveita, the second pshat in Rashi, is not be'eza an ois. How do I know it will happen? The shaila is be'eza schus yiskaimuba. Meaning what? Maybe they'll do Averis pasha. Right? Maybe they won't have the requisite amount of mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim, the mishkol of avoyna is klapei schusim. They won't be on a mila, on a darga to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Yiskaimuba. Mechteisa, they'll be niskayim in Eretz Yisrael. Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, schus hakorbanos. So the answer to that is, according to the first pshat that he was asking for an ois, So the Bris Ben Absalom was an ice, essentially. They made some sort of a symbolic Bris, which is all that Avraham Avinu really wanted. Give me a seal that I should be confident that this is actually going to happen. So they made a bris. Went to the second shot. He wasn't asking for a bris. He was asking the Ezes Chus. He's asking for some information, some data. The Ezes Chus, Klal Yisrael is going to stay in. So tell me what's Chus. So Barsham says, Kali Egla Mishulashes, Ve'ez Mishulashes, Ve'ayel Mishulash. The Chus is the Chus of Karbonis. What you're about to do, to bring Karbonis before me, that is ultimately the Chus that Klal Yisrael will have to remain in Eretz Yisrael. This is the shot in the second shot. So this is Be'emes HaGemara. The Gemara is in Tainis on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Rashi leaves out a very critical element here of this Gemara. The Gemara says Chav Zayin Amud Beis in Tainis. Omer Avasi. Sorry, Omer Rav Yankiv Bar Acha Omer Avasi. Yilmolim Ma'amodos Lo Niskayim U'Shamayim Ve'odos. Without Ma'amodos, which is Klal Yisrael's, essentially their bailus on the Karbonis that were being brought, they're being oimid on the Karbonis, the different shifts of Klal Yisrael. Essentially, when it says Yilmolim Ma'amodos, it means Yilmolim the Karbonis of Klal Yisrael on a rotating basis throughout the year is Lo Niskayim U'Shamayim Ve'odos. Shenema, Vayoyim Hashem Elokim, Vamo Eda Ki Yiroshan. That Avraham Avinu asked, Vamo Eda Ki Yiroshan. Oma Avraham. What was the question? Ribbono Shel Olam, Shema Yisrael Choytim Lefonecha. That maybe Klal Yisrael will do Avedis and subsequent Avedis. At some point, Klal Yisrael will be bodied at Avedis. Ata Oysel Lehem Kedor HaMabul Kedor HaFlogah. And you'll do to them as you did to the Dar HaMabul and the Dar HaFlogah. You'll bring a destruction upon the Bnei Yisrael, which in effect will drive them outside an utter destruction. To the degree that the Gemara feels compelled to label it as Kedar HaMabul, nothing short of the Dar HaMabul and the Dar HaFlogah. But of course, the Klal, that means that they're going to be driven, if not ultimate destruction of Klal, so certainly that they're going to be, it's certainly maybe not a bitl of the Psuris Hazera, but certainly a bitl of the Psuris Eretz Yisrael, the way Rashi seems to be learning by us. You're saying they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. But the Dar HaFlogah, they were there, and then they got sent out. They were spread out all over the development. The Dar HaMabul, people survived, but it changed the whole face of whatever existed before it. So Shema at Oysim, Shema Yisrael Choytim, Vena at Oysim, Kedar HaMabul, Kedar HaFlogah, Amalei Lav. The Rebbeinu Shalom said no. I'm a lefon of Rebbeinu Shalom, Hoydiyeni, Bamoy Yoshanu. So he was insistent. Avraham Avinu said, Hoydiyeni, Bamoy Yoshanu, meaning what? What do you see the way Rashi's understanding? What we just told him, I mean, it's not going to happen. So what do you mean, Bamoy, Hoydiyeni, Bamoy Yoshanu? Meaning, the way Rashi, you see in Rashi, means, Be'ezis Chus. You're telling me a fact. You're telling me that they're going to remain in Eretz Yisrael. I believe you. But I would like to know Be'ezes Chus. Bamo Eda Ki Yiroshana is like, in other words, it's saying Eda Bamo Yiroshana. You read it, not Bamo Eda. The first shot is only Bamo Eda Ki Yiroshana, I need an ice. How do I know it's going to happen? The second shot is not saying, how do I know? You know because your bunch just told it. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to do that. So he said, Abahaydi Aini. Eda Bamo Yiroshana. I want to know in what's Chus. Zofti Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Amalei Chali Egla Mishuleshes Ve'ez Mishuleshes Amalefonav Avram says Avram Avinu said Yubayim Shalom Teinuch Bizmancha Beis HaMikdash Kayyum Bizmancha Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayyum Makahei Aleya. Now you know why it was important for Avram Avinu to know what the Shlus was. He had a follow-up question. If the Shlus is Tefillin, okay, so Tefillin is Tefillin, they always have an opportunity to do. We do Tefillin today too. He said, but you're telling me it's the Karbonis. It's a good thing I asked. Teinuch Bizmancha Beis HaMikdash Kayyum Bizmancha Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayyum Bizmancha Hei Aleyem. When we don't have Karbonis, what's going to be with Klal Yisrael? I mean, they're still in Eretz Yisrael, but they don't have the Karbonis, they don't have Eretz Yisrael, so they're not talking, so they're in Galus. So we'll be back in Eretz Yisrael. But he wanted to know that even assuming that we're still in Eretz Yisrael, or Bizmacha and Beis Midrash Kayam, who says that they'll be able to have a Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael? Or who says we'll ever get back to Eretz Yisrael? You could say it that way, we'll be in Golos. But Be'echet Eisu will ever, if we don't have Karbonis anymore, so it's bottled in entire Maisa. Zofti Gemara, Amalek Fatikanti Lahem Seder Karbonis. Bizman Shekoyrin Bahem Lefonai Malani Aleim Kilo Ekrivim Lefonai Vani Moichel Lahem Akol Avinisa. This is the famous Gemara, the Bizman that Yekoyra in the Parashas HaKarbonis, the Malani Aleim Kilo Ekraftim, and the Mela, the same Lechilo that you will have had, and you do have Bizman Shekoyrin through Karbonis, you will not lose in the absence of the Karbonis as long as you're still going to be Kaida the Taita, which that you can always do. If you don't do that, you don't do that. Again, there's no surefire guarantees. But Al-Kofanim, Zendach Balei Bechira, Klal Yisrael always have the option and the choice to remain in Eretz Yisrael. That was the answer of Kali Adam Shura. So you see, just going back to the Rashi for a moment, when Rashi says the Ezer Schus Yiskayimu Ba, so from the Gemara, first off, we see what does that mean? What was the question? It means Shema Yisrael will be chayten lefonai. That was the Ezer Schus. Wasn't looking for a greiser gewaltige schooler to do. He wasn't asking the Rebbe, tell me if it's a schooler that we could stay in Yisrael. He was asking the Rebbe the Ezer Schus, meaning, in what way can we be assured that Klal Yisrael will do Avedis Mistamit, the Nesha Chidaitis? And what form of Kapara do you have in store for Klal Yisrael to be Moichel the Avedis for them to be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael? The Ezes Chus Yiskayimuba means they're going to do Avedis. What procedures, what mechanisms are in place that will allow Klal Yisrael, despite the Avedis, to be worthy of staying in Eretz Yisrael? Well, that the answer is Klal Yisrael. Back to Beis HaLevi, the Moyu Dikakar. Back to Beis HaLevi here in Lachlucha. The Gemara says, and this is what I mentioned before, Rashi leaves out a very salient, a very critical point here. The Gemara says, Shema Yisrael Chayitim Lefana, V'yasulem Kedor HaMavul Kedor HaFlov. Rashi doesn't bring that. Rashi just says, again, Be'ez HaSchus Yiskayimu. It doesn't go into the detail, into the very critical detail of what the Gemara says. Frekta Beis Alei, the Gemara says that you're going to do like the Dar Mabel or Dar Plaga. What did you have to do to deserve a Dar Mabel, an Einish Mabel, and an Einish Rav Plaga? That is some very serious Aveis. Kimola, Tzfarei Tishachis, Arz Lifnei Elokim, Vatimali Arz Chomas, Vayarli Kinesa Nid Shkosa, Kihishas Kolbosa, the Behemoth of Edizora, Gilei Arayis, Rashi says, and the Almasi Baloila, the Nechtem Zadim El Al Ageza. He told that things got completely out of hand to the point that the Rosh Hashanah said, Kinicham Tikiasis. So presumably, if Avraham Avinu was concerned that this is a direct quote. Chazal is a direct quote of what Avraham Avinu was saying. The direct words, the actual words that Avraham Avinu said to the Baruch Shalom was that Shema Yisrael Chayitim Lefana V'yasalem Kedar Mabul Kedar Afloga. That's not a Afloga. That's not an exaggeration. That's a direct quote. Tzaktei Beis HaLevi. If they're going to do, if the issue is that we suspect that Klal Yisrael will be Batishachi Saharis, the Tznei Elokim, will involve themselves in Avodah Zarah, in Shalosh Averes Hamudas, and in everything else, so what are the Karbonis? How are the Karbonis going to help for that? Karbonis help to show you. Karbonis, you don't bring Karbonis on Avedis B'mezid, on Avedis that presumably are going to destroy your world, Kedar Amavul, Kedar Akloga, Kvida B'Hashem, and Shalosh Averes Hamudas, there's no carbon that you could bring for killing somebody. There's no such thing. No carbonus things. In Rashi, you don't see this. That is a schus, he's kind of them. How many episodes schus? Carbonus as a schus. That's the way Rashi presents this Divrei Chazal. Maybe Medrash says something a little bit differently. But the primary source of this Rashi in Chazal is this Gemara in Tainus and Chavzai. And in fact, the Beis HaLevi, not Shven Rashi, it's Shven Gemara. It's not Shven Rashi. Shven Gemara. The Gemara is saying, Shema Yasum, Gedar Mabu, Gedar Flaga, the Tarot says that if you're going to bring carbonis, and not only that, as much as I may say, I'm a Dishkayim, Yasu Lufonai, Tikra, this side, the Hakarbonis, of an Nimchul Avanisayim Shalisha. That's right. do avedis b'meizid, you're worthy of a mavel, a da'af logo, and other destruction, bring karbonis. You miss something someplace. The Rambam says, beginning of Hilchos Shogeg, that a person does avedis for shogeg, you bring a chatos. Maybe there's one or two exceptions. It's merumas and chazal that there are certain avedis that it could be. About a bit of mitzasei, so you bring an oiler. But as a general rule, karbonis are identified, are linked to avedis b'shoigeg in the scheme of things, relatively minor avedis, and dar amabel and dar flogger certainly arouses a vision of avedis chamudas and avedis b'mes. So the Beis Halevi says, in answer to this question, the Beis Halevi says two tirutzim. I can't really follow the second tirutz. I don't follow really the how it answers the question. I mean, he says something very nice, but I don't. So I'm saying over the first tirutz. First tirutz that he says, very simple, direct, very nice machshava. Whether it's the pshat in Gemara or not, it leaves a little bit l'chayda. That's still a bissel shver to be desired in pshat in Gemara. But the machshava is certainly a musadik. The hair is a very beautiful thought. So the Beis Halevi, a person doesn't start off doing avedis b'meizid. Not the derech ha'olam. A person doesn't wake up one morning and say that today I'm going to go out and kill somebody. That's not the way it happens. Doesn't wake up one morning and say, today, until now I've been showing the Shabbos, this morning I think, this Shabbos I think I'm going to be a Mechalek Shabbos. It's a process. It's an unfortunate process that results, that starts with Midas Reis and evolves and devolves into Avedis B'Shoigeg, Avedis Kalim, Avedis Shodom Dosh Ba'Kevav, like it says. Then ultimately, a person, if he doesn't bring that process to a halt, he's not Chayzer B'Tshuva, so came out inevitably, that process will usually, if left unchecked, that process will lead a person Kedor HaMabal and Kedor HaFlog. So Avraham Avinu was not concerned that Klal Yisrael is going to start off. And he said, "Kedor HaMabel, Kedor HaFlog, I need a kapoda on Avedis from the Kedor HaMabel, Kedor HaFlog. I need a kapoda on Ritzicha. I need a kapoda on an individual being over that result. We don't need that kapoda. We need a kapoda on being Mechal Shabbos, the Shoigeg, because you don't know Hilchos Shabbos well enough." Something like that, he was concerned about. Shema Yasa Yisrael Chaytin Lefanai. There's also a Lashon Shoigeg. Shema Yisrael Chaytin Lefanai. Don't say Kleisel will be Moided. They don't say they'll be Pashaya. Shema Yisrael will be Chaytin Lefanai. And will ultimately, if left unchecked, will result Kedar Mabel and Kedar Flaga. Dr. Rabbi Shalom Chali Egla Mishuleshas, we have a mechanism of being able to nip that in the bud. That there is a process of tshuva which involves primarily Bizman Amigdash, Bezavadish Kayim Karbonis. And Bizman Shein Bez, and Bizman involves Karbonis. Bizman Shein Bez Amigdash Kayim, so there's other forms. It will take another form. And mainly it won't come with that Amabal Aflam. The shayla that I have just it's not a kasha, it's a very nice, it's admittedly a beautiful, I think it's a beautiful machshava, and could very well be pshat in Gemara. It doesn't satisfy me still, the lashon in Gemara, Shema Yasulem, Kedor HaMabel, Kedor HaFlog. Forgetting about the first question we asked, that you're talking about Avedis Chamudos, and now you're talking about Karbonis, forget about that, that's your answer. Why are we overstating it? It seems like a gratuitous exaggeration. Shema Yasulem Kedar Mabul Kedar Flogger. What are we being so melodramatic? It's necessary to invoke the worst destruction that you could imagine to before Klal Yisrael and a Mabul talking about the destruction of the world. So you tell me if Klal Yisrael is destroyed, so Bereishis Bishul Yisrael, it's Taira. Why are you talking about Dharma? That's not good. It's my mind. You're talking about Eretz Yisrael over there. What did I know? I mean, how do I know? How do I know that Klal Be'ez is Chus Yiskaimu? Rashi said it, put it very succinctly. Be'ez is Chus Yiskaimu. It's a very big leap from saying Be'ez is Yiskaimu. We're talking about, you'll make a Darmabul, a Darflugger, a historical, right, on a grand historical scale over here. Why is that necessary?
Maybe those are the only things that a Kodesh Baruch did since my Super Isis. And it's a matter of, there would have been something smaller on a smaller scale to compare it to. Avram would have.
He'll be driven out of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, it's never more common.
Compared to something that Hashem did beforehand.
I saw the Maharal like this. The Maharal Gur Aryeh. The Maharal and this Rashi in Gur Aryeh. The Maharal says Pshat and Rashi. The Maharal and Gur Aryeh. This is not what makes the Maharal the Maharal. This is a lot of other stuff. This is like a Mizrahi. I mean, this is. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm just, people hear that there's a Maharal, they get started getting nervous, like, you know, it's not something that I'm going to understand very well. This is like a habit of, you don't understand the Rashi, look in Guraya, look in Mizrahi, these are Parshat Rashi and Tosis on Rashi. I mean, this is the, so the Maharal says like this in Guraya. Something about it out. The apple got the harbe chatoim ye shein lahem kachorib the carbon. Says what do you mean? Because our carbon is I the many avedos that don't have a kachorib the carbon, which is essentially what's bothering the Beis HaLevi over here. So Levi puts it in more stark terms. Is you're invoking the mabul, the aflaga. That carbon is not mechach. Rashi doesn't mention about mabul aflaga. So the Maharal is talking about it more conceptually, but you're saying that there will be mechilas avoinis al yidei karbonis, like the Maharal. But even if you haven't invoked the mabul in aflaga, but there are many avoinis that karbonis are not mechapa. Zok the Maharal, loyhoye yorei Avram elo me avedis shoygigim v'avedis kalis. Avram was only concerned with avedis shoygigim and avedis kalis, not with any major avedis hamutz. Mipnei ki odom ein tzadik v'odes asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. V'lo yechta means shkogis. You can't say odom ein tzadik v'odes. First of all, you're talking about a tzadik. Odom ein tzadik v'odes. You're talking about a tzadik. Asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. You can't say about even stam a person. You can't even say odom ein v'odes asher yaseh tov v'lo yirtza v'lo yigna. Obviously, there are a lot of people that don't do avedis hamutz. Certainly, you can't say it about other main tzaddik for other. Actually, he asked the type. So, what does it mean? V'lo yechta, learn to maral. That the grass, the tzaddik in the world, inevitably at some point, the meshach yimei chayav will be over the shaygig, will be over an aveda kal, won't do a mitzvah b'shlei musa, whatever form that this aveda kal, this heder in the maisa mitzvah will take place. Abul ba'avedas doinis. He said, that's what Avraham Avinu was concerned about. And that's what Barsham told him, that for that you have karbonis. So he was fine. And what's with Avedis doinis? What's the maisa with doinis? Avedis doinis didn't she yiglim in yechati. So to Maral, Avraham Avinu wasn't looking for guarantees that if Klal Yisrael, Rachmanu Litzlan, starts becoming involved in Ritzich and Gili Argayas, is how do I know that they're not going to be niggling me out? Well, this is what the Maharal says. If that's what they deserve, that's Chavainish. I mean, they wasn't looking for guarantee. How do I know? Again, we're not looking for a noise. We're looking for a schuss. There's no schuss if you're a tzayach that you're going to get schab. There's no schuss. Avraham Avinu didn't come. He wanted over here. Be'ezah schuss. Be'ezah kapara. What kapara could you involve yourself in that if you do the worst avedis that you're still going to get the best schach? That's just on the face of it. That's illogical. So that wasn't the issue. The issue of avedis doin is dinu she yiglimim yechetu. L'kach o ma avedis shoygigim yeshlam kapara. As I learned about it. Okay. Then he says something else. He says it could be the same way that on a shogim you have karbonis. He's being medames that everything really has a kapara. Kip is mechafer, surim is mechafer, mis is mechaferes. So that was just sort of like to get the ball rolling. And ainoch inami. Even if there's other avedis, that's not in the general thrust of what he was saying until now. Until now he's saying the first thing Maral says is that Behemis, his concern was solely Avedis Kalis. He was concerned that Klal Yisrael is not going to be Tzadikim Gemurim. That's the statement. When you boil it down, what was he concerned about? That Klal Yisrael shouldn't be Begedah Odom Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Sheyaseh Tov L'Yechdah. That Klal Yisrael should be beyond that. Odom Ein Tzadik Sheyaseh Tov L'Yechdah means you'll do an Avedis. That doesn't mean that you're going to remain with the Avedis. When the Gemara talks about a tzaddik gomer, it means you don't even have asher yechta. You don't even have an aveda kal and aveda shayvi. How does that happen? I order myself asher yechta lo yechta. It says bring karbanos. You do tshuva, you bring karbanos. It's the tzaddik gomer. Person after yom kippur is a tzaddik gomer. A tzaddik bar shayasa tayv lo yechta. But as long as you limit your avedas to those things that you could do tshuva upon. That's what Avraham Avinu was asking for. Avraham Avinu was asking for that Shema, there'll befall them a catastrophe just on the basis of Avedis Chatoyim and Avedis Kalis. Them the Rebbeinu Shlom said, Kabonis. But the Beis HaLevi still shvet. But it doesn't answer the Beis HaLevi's kasha. It's good in Rashi because Rashi doesn't discuss the Dar Mabel and the Dar Flogger. Avedi Gemara is Pasach, B'dar Mabul, B'dar Flog. And the Pshat that the Maral is saying over here in Rashi, in the Gemara, presumes, he says, that Dain is, whatever will happen, I'm not concerned about that. What do you mean? Avraham Avinu seemed to be concerned about that. Avraham Avinu says, so presumably we're talking about not Aveir Shkogis, with the marble came for Aveir Shkogis, again, if you say like the Beis HaLevi's first chat, that's good. Aveir Shkogis will bring you, ultimately, this dainess, and that's all it means. But assuming that that's not, trying to say a different chat. Assuming that it's not, the Shkogis will bring you, ultimately, it's certainly not mashma like that in the Maral. I mean, this Shkogis, he was concerned. You'll leave out, you'll be nigla from Eretz Yisrael because of Shkogis. Okay. That's kind of hard. If you're going to get a marvel and a dark logger, because Avon is Shkogas, the Torah says, but the Shach is also fair like him, that the Malayot's Chomot, the Ishus Kolbos is dark. So I think that the Pshat over here could be LP, a vote that the Biskarov says. If you have these Beis HaLevis, the newer, with the Chiddush HaGdiz, with the tight sheets in the back, not tight, it says the computer, sort of, the early ones don't have it. Al-Kofonim, in Parshas Noyah, it says like this. It says, Noyah is Tzadik Tamim Hayav Dei Yosef. Learn to Biskarov Azov. Tzadik Tamim is a phrase. Gemara says Tzadik, Mimai Yosef Tamim, Bitzirach HaGdiz, Gemara says Navad Zara. This grab is only Kipshuta, which could be Unkla said that also. I think it could be the Unkla's type of type, something like that. But regardless, Zakai Shlim Avividoy. Not 100% clear. Could be maybe not. Divar Zakai Shlim Avividoy. Sounds like it's one thing. Israel, what does it mean that he was a tzaddik tamim? What's the chiluk between a tzaddik tamim and a tzaddik that's not tamim? Or, under the verse, what's the chiluk between a tzaddik gomer and a tzaddik she'ene gomer? At least in terms of the marble, and in the context of noyach hatzala, of noyach matzah chayim b'ene Hashem, what is ultimately the chiluk? Why was it necessary? The Torah is saying he was a tzaddik. Noyach was tzaddik tamim, so presumably he needed every ounce of his tzidkis to be nitzel from the Einish of the map. Torah is not just saying it a biographical description. This was necessary of it. In what way? So the Biskirah brings the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilkos Tshuva, famous, not a famous Rambam, but certainly a famous theme that we're aware of. Rambam says that kol echad ve'echad b'nei adam paragimel lehilchos teshuva halacha aleph. That kol echad ve'echad b'nei adam yesh lo zchuyos ve'avoinos, zchuyos yisaidos. Zok the Rambam v'chein hamedina im hayu bei zchuyos kol yeshveh merubas alav nisayim hareizu tzadekes. It's Nitzel every year. There's a Mishkel, there's a Shikol Adin, there's a Pejrin, Avedis, Kenegit. So we're aware on the individual. Rambam says that not only is that true for each individual, but on a yearly basis, on an annual basis, there's a Din, I'll call Medina, and there's a din, and it works the same way. But over there, it's not individually, but rather collectively, you take all the Avedis in essence, and what does that mean in essence? That is to say, that if even as an individual, 30% of the Medina individually has worse Muslim than Avedis, I just seized on 30% just almost randomly, but just for argument's sake. But if those 70% of Rishayim, and presumably the ones who have more Muslim than Avoinis, have some Avoinis. Some Avoinis, usually they will be. Novos, individually, if not enough to outweigh, they have enough schusim to outweigh their own avedis, so in the individual din of Rosh Hashanah, they would be nitzim. They'll be nitzim. Although if at the same time, Zofi Rama, there exists a din on the Medina, it means that if you personally are a tzaddik, but you will be destroyed, and he brings a raya from Stein and Almeida, gets into the next week's parashim, Yesh Tisha Tzadikim, Yesh Sarah Tzadikim, Hamisha Tzadikim, and they say there was a shmuz about Tzadikim over there. But Al Kulchonim, even assuming that he would be Tzadikim, it's Shayach that will be destroyed. What then is the pshat in the next week's parashim? That's what you need to see next week. But Al Kulchonim, the Rambam brings rayas from Stein that the Medina has a din which will destroy even the tzaddikim, obviously, because the Rishonim are anyway getting destroyed on a personal level. So even and b'chein kol olam kuloi, also, even assuming a medina in and of itself is not personally liable to be destroyed, but if roiv medina, and it doesn't mean you don't go bust roiv medina, roiv b'nei adam have more, not even have more, but if they are roiv tzusim in the world, Roy Bavinis versus Chosim in the world, no matter how they're distributed, but that will lead to Hashkosis Oiv. Not a marvel, that is already a Avdokha Bris, not a marvel, but some form of a Misa will take place. Alkol Oiv. And he brings a raya from the marvel. What's the raya that it takes place? So how is Noach saved? That's good for what we're saying. He's saying that if there is a tzaddik, personally, there's a tzaddik individually, but collectively there's a din on the Medina, and then there's a din on Kol Olam Kulo. So that would seem to, the very martial example that he brings of the marble would seem to indicate that a tzaddik could be nitzel from the marble. So you could learn, you would say, that's the chiddush of Noach Matzachai, that although in din, he didn't deserve for it, although he was a tzaddik, but Noach Matzachai, it was a matnas chinam, it was above and beyond, the taka wasn't indicated, and there was nothing, it wasn't built in procedurally, you shouldn't have lived. Noach Matzachai, Be'ne Hashem. As they came along, the Skrav has a different shot, which is also an Islam mitzvah. I mean, maybe this is also true. The Bismillah, that's the chiluk between a tzaddik gomel and a tzaddik she'ene gomel. It's a beautiful spot. The spot is beautiful. Says Tazot. If a person is not a tzaddik gomel, so you say individually, he has more schosim than avedis, so he's not deserving of mitzah as a yochid. But when you're dealing with the Medina collectively, you're not looking at individuals. You're sizing up, and you're being done the collective avedis versus vis-a-vis chosim of the entire Medina. To that extent, to whatever degree, etvas, to the most minuscule degree, you are adding to that critical mass of avedus versus chusim that are ultimately being kaveya, the destruction. So no matter, you're part of the Medina. To that extent, you're part of the Medina. You don't need to be a Rasha for that. You just need to have been part and parcel. You need to have been a participating member in that mishkal of avedus. On the other hand, if all you have to show for your life, if what you have to show from an entire life is just chusim, so what do I have to do with this mishkal over here? I'm not shaykh to the mishkal avinus b'chal. All I'm shaykh to the Medina is only the negeres chusim. My ganz identification with the Medina is only on the tzad chus. So I'm not in that process. I'm not going to suffer because of the avedus only to the extent that to some degree I participated and I contributed to that mishkal avedus. The Maral, interestingly, we'll see in the Gemara, says came out the same svara as the Biskira. The Maral says a little bit differently. He says that it's the his kashrus of the person to the Medina, the identification and the shayfis. He has averus, so presumably he has some identification, some yachas with the Medina. So he belongs. He's a citizen of that Medina. He's a citizen of the world that is midden over here, Lira. If he is in an island unto himself, and he has managed to avoid doing any aves, the Tzadik Gomer is Hatha Bechishkin Shaifas to Chal with the Medina. He's not a city, he's not a participant in whatever's going on. Not in his Mishkal Aves necessarily, but partially in terms of the Oynish, in terms of the Din, he's not Shaif Mishtaif to that profession. But either way, Zokhti Biskirov, that's the Pshat in Noyach, is Tzadik Kamim, is the Pshat, that's what the Torah is saying. Noyach wasn't just a Tzadik, just being a Tzadik wouldn't have saved him. Because that does Zofir Amma. You could be a tzaddik individually, but that's not going to save you from the cheshbon of the avedus of the Medina, or from the cheshbon of Kol Olam Kulo. Noach was a tzaddik Tomim, he was a tzaddik Gomer. How could you be a tzaddik Gomer, I and tzaddik Gomer, for Shalyaz and Toivel and Yachta? He was doing tshuva every day. In Reisa Talmud Kochim Shova Avera Belayla, right? You have to assume that he does tshuva. By the next morning, he's already done tshuva. Is Noach was a tzaddik Tomim. He's a tzaddik gomer. That is the reason the Torah is teaching you the noyach matzah chayim ve'ene Hashem means he was saved. Mitzad adin he was saved. Why? Because noyach ish tzaddik tomim, he was a tzaddik gomer. And Bambus, I don't know if I'm putting the Gemara here. Do you have a desire? Is there a desire? I don't need it. It's going to be quick, regardless. The Gemara says, Abdallah, it's Bambus and the Furish. The Gemara says, "I'll read my Yisrael." But the Gemara, it says in one pasuk, "Chalila lecham me'asoyis kadova azel lahamis tzaddik in Rasha," which we dash in Rashi brings that chulin hu lecham, that it's not proper, it's improper, but it's inappropriate that the Rabbanim Shalom mitzad adin should kill a tzaddik in Rasha. It says in a different passage elsewhere. Now it says, "Okay, tzad." So the Gemara, but it's all I think it's dalad and aleph on the bottom. Okay, tzad. Habit tzadik gomer. Habit tzadik she'ene gomer. Where does it say chulin ulacha? Where is the chalil ulacha? That's by sedai, which the Rambam defines as being the template. That is the aside of a oynish on a ganze medina. And you're saying that in a certain respect, normally speaking, we're saying it should be chulin ulacha. You shouldn't be killing. The charatim imcha tzadik im rosh is hav tzadik she'ene gomer. When is it chulin? When is it uncalled for? Is because of the tzaddik gomer. What's the fillet? You're bringing an oynish on the Medina. You're talking about Sedoim over here. And you're saying by Sedoim when it says chulin ulacha, it's because he's a tzaddik gomer. That's mamish the biskirav. He doesn't bring the gemara. It's mamish lahed yedavod that he says. It's amas mamita. It says that the same way we're saying that in the biskirav, we're saying that in the oynish on the kol olam kulo, Noach was saved because he's a tzaddik gomer, and mele he's not a participant. That's where the maral is in the chiddush hagadah. This is in Avodah Zarah and Avdalif. That's what he says. Pshat. What's the chiluk of tzaddik gomer? Tzaddik shene gomer. Zok the maral is for the chiddush hagadah, which is also not that scary. Maral says, B'tzadik she'ain, B'tzadik gomo is the pshat, he's not mishtayich, he's not mishyachis with the Medina, and memeila, it's not, v'charatim im chatzadik, im nasha, there is chulun ul chazeh, you can't kill that person. Memeila, so I think that the pshat over here, Ken Zayin, the Gemara and Tainis, is like this. Very, very partial. The Maral is correct. The Maral is saying that the pshat is, Avraham Avinu was only worried about Avedis Shkodes, Avedis Kavos. Avedis B'Mezid says that he was unconcerned about, because if they deserve, if they were doing Mitziches, Gimel Avedis Hamures, he says, so Avedis Shkodes, they're going to be safe. It's Chavoinish. I mean, if they don't deserve to be safe, they won't be safe. We're just looking if the Torah doesn't have a process of tshuva, if there's no mechanism of mechila with tshuva or whatever process it is, if it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. We want to know how it could be that a person is just doing avedis, mara. A person is just doing avedis b'shoigeg, and it could come about. There'll be nigla from Eretz Yisrael. So we asked, Adar Amavul and Adar Aflaga. Eretz says, yeah. Because what are we talking about? If you talk, and we asked also, why are you talking about a marble and a flogger? Terence says, you're talking about a marble and a flogger because if you're talking about a Vedas, Peshoigig, presumably you're talking about Tzadikim. You're talking about over here, if all you're worried about, which Maral is essentially saying, you're not worried about Mamezid. Those people, and if that's the situation, they'll get driven out of Eretz Yisrael, I'm not concerned about them. I'm concerned, ain't Tzadik Barat Shayasat Arulayach. That's, Avraham Avinu's concern was that will Klal Yisrael will be on a level of ain't Tzadik Barat, then Tzadikim. Ashat Yasat Tarulayach, they'll be doing Avedis B'mei, B'shoigi. And what will happen to them? They'll be driven out of Eretz Yisrael. How? With a marble. Where's a marble? Where's a marble come to Avedis B'shoigi? The Teretz is, Abitzadik Sheni Gomu. Avraham Avinu was looking to make Tzadik and Gemurim out of Klal Yisrael. And Tzadik Barat Shayaz Tov Leyechta, we need a way of producing, of maintaining Klal Yisrael as Tzadik and Gemurim. How do you make a tzaddik gomer? And tzaddik sheyach and leach. Teretz says we need mechila from karbanis. Otherwise, it would be a marble. What does it mean? There's a marble. Not that Klal Yisrael is causing the marble on their own. The avedis do masoilam. There'll be a situation where the masoilam will be deserving of a destruction of a medina, of a da'a flogger, of a da'a marble, which could have ramifications. L'chol hamedina, l'chol oilam kula, to an entire region of the world, to an entire belt. And Klal Yisrael's participation, contribution, even as Avedis B'shoigeg, and even as Avedis Kalis, will could be enough, as evidenced by what we see by Noyach and what we see in the Gemara by Stoim, that Tzadik She'enoi Gomu is B'chlal V'charatim Imcha Tzadik V'rosha. So Tzadik was She'yazat V'layachta, so he's a Tzadik She'enoi Gomu. We're concerned that we're going to be Tzadikim She'enoi Gemudim. And if we're Tzadikim She'enoi Gemudim, Ma Yaseh, Klal Yisrael will be Chayichin Lefana. We'll do Averis B'shoigeg. And the Rebbeinu is going to bring a Mabel and a Aflaga. Not because we're doing Averis B'mezid, because unfortunately, the Mishkal of Kol Olam Kuloi, or Kol HaMedina, it could happen that Klal Yisrael will be almost, you want to call them innocent bystanders, it's overstating, but they're not innocent, they're not bystanders. They will have participated to some measurable degree in that Einish. And of them, the Rebbeinu Shalom Gizog, that Kol Yaglam Shulashas Ve'ez Meshulashas, that were Shayich to be, the potential exists for every Yid to be, any given day, assuming that he's not involving himself in Avedis B'mezid, in which case the Maral points out that there's other Eifanim of Tshuva, in Kippur, Yisurim, Rachman Litzlan. But that Avraham Avinu was not getting into. And that's something that he says, Oy Bazoi, so that's where you are, we're not looking for Schosim. Oh, but Avedis B'mezid, that's Oynis, B'stach Kemat An Oynis, that Shloim HaMelech said, in Koyelis, in Tzadik Barat, Sheyach, Koy V'leyechta. So the Pasha, so Avraham Avinu is tiny. It doesn't add up. Pasha, it's the Chminei Ubei. It's Mufr Chminei Ubei. You're telling me on the one hand that a Tzadik Shein Agomu, a hot abyssal Avedis, is a Tzadik Shein Agomu, is immeglich. It's impossible. Sheyach, Koy V'leyechta. at the very least, klein aveiris. And for that, is v'charati mimcha tzadik v'roshu. So we'll fall victims. V'zok midoch that I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael. What's going to happen when we do, when we add to the mass of aveiris in the smallest degree? We have shayches to the Medina. We have shayches to the number, to the misbah of aveiris. We shayich memelo to that oynish. What's that sign? So the Rebbeinu Shalom Chagli Eglo Mishulashes, that is even, you're worried about chatoim, you're worried shkog is kalis, for them is the karbonis. Just to go back just for a moment to Beis Halevi, Mamash a moment, just the Potter Blei Klum Yevsha, obviously because I mentioned it in terms of the Beis Halevi, so I think it just bears, it warrants a little bit just to discuss it for just another moment or two, or at least to focus upon it, because it's such a beautiful machshava. Beis Halevi learned that the pshat is somewhat differently, that the Mabul also started, essentially, he's saying, the greatest catastrophes, the greatest tragedies, start from Avedis, Kalis, from Shaygi. The Mela, Rav Avinu's concern was the Chatoim. It was the concern for the Chatoim because of what it could ultimately lead to. And we were looking for a way to short-circuit, to head off the Chatoim from becoming greater Avedis. In that regard, I just wanted to just to read a few lines in the Shainim. The Rabbi Yehuda says in Shai Rishon, he's talking about the Ikre Atshuva. This is an Ikre Shloisha Asim. It's one of the Ikre Atshuva. It's not Stam. This is one in the very select, limited amount Asim Ikrim of Tshuva. That Avedis Kalis, Avedis Olam Dosh Ba'Kevav, should be as Chomer as the Chamudais for four reasons. I'm not going to go into all the four reasons here. They're all as important, but the one that pertains to the Beis Halevi and what we've been discussing is the last one, I believe, of the four. Varvi, Ki Im Nitzchay Hayetze B'Dov HaKotten, Yenatzcheyu Mocha B'Dov HaKotten. So okay, that's the derech hayetzer. You have to be at least as concerned of the kalos and the chamudas, because things start progress. They start small, and they get progressively greater. A person, like we said, doesn't wake up one morning and say, "This Shabbos, I'm going to be a mechal Shabbos." You spend years not knowing hilchos Shabbos and becoming reconciled and miyuyish about the shmiras hamitzvahs. The Mela doesn't have the cheshivas. You find yourself being over in things. The line between being a shogeg and being a mezid becomes frayed, becomes less and less recognizable, until a person could stray into mitzad his midas and mitzad his maisim and dvarim kalim, could be nichshel in an aveda chamura. Kama shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, kol ha-mesha be-kelem b'chamosa yihi b'einecho kilu oivet avodah zara. We see a paladik of Chazal, was pshat, Gemara Shabbos, and Daf Kufei, a person who is angry enough, he breaks kelem, he's by you, he's an oivet avodah zara. Shekach darko shel yetzahara, zakir ben yoyin, hayoyim amalai asekach, ulamocha oimalai leich avodah avodah zara. It means you're in his control. Once the Aveda has you in his clutches and you don't do anything to reverse that process, if you're not working hard, it's hard enough as it is. Right? The Malay Hashem Oizra is any Yochalamu. Right? We need all the Siyata Dishmayat, the Lagoyan says that means you have to be doing everything you could be doing. At the point that you're doing everything you could be doing, then it's Hashem Oizrayu. Otherwise, there's no Hashem Oizrayu either. And he said, that's the Pshat Halayim Taitiv Sa'is. So he was being exhorted to do tshuva. So in Taitiv, if you do tshuva, he teaches Sa'is, is Tisa Panecha, you'll be back in the good graces of the Rabban Shel Olam, you'll have a slicha. If you don't do tshuva, la pesach atas reivets, meaning, im loy toshuv ma'ashech atasu, loy ha'ovoin ashe biyotcha levada yolen itcha. You're not going to just be left with this one aveda. You have to respect the Yetzer Hara's koyach. And once he gets in the Pesach, La Pesach Chatas Roivetz, it's already showing, it's already closing Kemat the barn door, right? It's too late. Va'ata Tim Shalboy, Im Tirtzel Lizgabe Olav. The end of the Pesach is, Im Tirtzel Lizgabe, meaning what? Before it gets to a point that the Kalos become Chamudas. This is the Heilig Gevurah to Rabbeinu Yoina. And Rabbeinu Yoina in Mishlei, just to give you one or two, and these are just, believe me, just small examples, just to illustrate this this idea. The Pasuk says, Yesh Derech Yosha Lifnei Ish in Mishlei Tazayin Chafhei. Yesh Derech Yosha Lifnei Ish Vachvisa Dachei Mavas. Says there's a derech yasha before a person, a man. It looks yasha. It looks mamish galat. It looks oiskalten from all sides. Aber achvisa dachei mavis. What is this talking about? Zokter Rabbeinu Yoina. What are we talking about? Derech yasha lifnayish. Lefik shehu mevakish hayisroinis b'hanos hamacholim u'b'madanim. Talking about a person who has a problem with redifus hamacholim. He wants Eden HaNefesh, he wants to be lead a comfortable existence and to be involved in Maicholos, not Maicholos Asudas, overindulgence of the guf, basically, in a word. Overindulgence of the guf. Maybe the Ramban says it's, calls it terms in the B'chu Kaisai, right, that this is a novel B'shus HaTayra, regardless. But can Isav Aveira and Ishdoch? V'achlisa darchei moves shemechal yomav behevel u'ba'avoides haguf v'yishkach esayseyu v'lo yisasek b'tikon nafshe. The overindulgence of the guf, the pampering of the guf through achila, through madanin, through atzlos, leads a person to focus, places focus on tikkun, not on the tikkun neshama, but rather on the tikkun haguf, and they're mutually exclusive, because in the very nature, to the degree that you're pampering the guf, is a mele the neshama can only suffer, and vice versa. And mele, this is even before we start talking about. I'm bringing this just to illustrate. Even step back a moment before we even talking about our various kalas and chatoim. The mabul was created. The mabul was caused ultimately. Ki rabba ra'asa adam ba'aretz v'chol yetzem machshavas liba rak rab chol hayoyim. The machshavas liba, the midas, where ultimately, of course, are the shaydish of all nisim. And if left unchecked, it could lead to a shema yaslan, kedar mabul, kedar floga. This is certainly for the married, for the younger life, not for the bachim, or on the other end of this. Just one more Rabbeinu Yoina, if you permit me. This is in the Mishlei, in Perek Chav Gimel. Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Aleph. I'm sorry, Pasuk Chof, it says, Al-Tihi b'soy v'yayin b'soy le'y basa lomar. It says that a child, Shema'ata b'ni v'achacham, he's talking to a son. And Shlomo HaMelech says, Al-Tihi b'soy v'yayin, so he's being mechanech, the child, the children of Klal Yisrael. He says, don't be amongst those that guzzle wine and b'soy le'y basa lomar, kitz azab b'soy v'mayra. Don't be doing it. The Gemara brings this Pasuk in the context of b'soy v'mayra. So the Rabbeinu Yoina says, over here, Mayim ha-muzge, a-mayra de gezach. It's focusing on two separate and related midas. Hatanugim va'atzala. Altibiz soyveyayin is, I think you mean that's atzlas. Bezoylebasa is, I think, the tanugim. Because yayin makes you sleepy and so on, as he says before, so that's atzlas. Because of wine means you have no life, basically. You're okay, you check out for a few hours, nothing's, you're not going to miss anything. Nothing, you're not going places, you're not doing things. So that's b'zoy le'yayin. B'zoy le'basa is a person that's being ma'ad in his guf with tanugim. Zokter, the Torah is being megane these two midas ha'ele. Ha'tanugim va'atzlus, kishteyem miroish shos es ish. They both lay bare, they create a poverty-stricken individual. It's taking off on the pasuk. Kisoy ve'vizoy le'yivodesh, it's the next pasuk. They create a person who literally is out of control and it could be led to poverty, and certainly spiritually and emotionally, he's poorer for it. That the tchila, the yisoid, the beginning and the end of all teichacha of a father to a son, is the focus on atzlus and on tanugim. Ki hanoches hatanugim vehazrizos tikin gadol haguf. To my guf. It about loy mi vay de nefesh. Ki hanoches hatanugim vehazrizos tikin gadol haguf. Person who leaves these midas rois, a father who brings up his child, you permit him to do many things, but over laziness and over indulgence and pampering of the guf, he says, leads a child, an individual, to poverty. And in Meila, again, in the terms, in the words of the Beis Halevi, that can ultimately lead to the greatest tragedy of our model of that flood.